WRIF-HD2, Detroit.
Video games.
Yes, you can!
Comic books.
Nothing is impossible!
Sci-fi.
Just
anime.
Do it!
If you've been made fun of for it, we're probably gonna talk about it.
What are you waiting for?
This is Nerd Radio.
Make your dreams come true!
On Rift 2.
All right, welcome to your Wednesday night tradition, at least if you want to listen to us.
Live!
It is Nerd Radio on Rift 2. Al Beck,
considerably less live.
Considerably less live, yes. That is if you listen to the podcast, it's considerably less live.
Right.
You got Al Bean and Chuck Beck hanging out in the studio with you after a hellacious weekend.
Oh, it was a long one.
It was, yeah. You were doing a double on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I was kind of doing a triple.
Yeah, right.
Because I had a shift here at the station. And then I also was spending the day with the guys out at Liberty Comics for Free Comic Book Day.
Which I want to address, but there's something I have to compliment you on.
Okay.
In regards to that.
All right.
Did you have any more teases or anything you wanted to get out
of
the way? Okay.
No.
All right. Now you're going to get to do the big reveal. I want to take you down my path of discovery.
Okay.
Okay. So I took over after you that morning, and you were like, yeah, I got to go out. I'm going to go do Free Comic Book Day. I was like, all right, well, good luck, man. I'll see you on the other end.
Right.
And you left. And then so, you know, I'm on the air, so I sit and go on social media and stuff, and I keep seeing pictures of you pop up from New Comic Book Day. And I was like, well, that's a really interesting look, Chuck. And so, you know, scroll down, another picture. It's like, Chuck's rocking this bright red hair.
Fire engine red.
What is going on? And then it's like, you know, and it's like, and this is not, I'm telling the story all at once, but this happens over the course of hours throughout the day where a picture will pop up and I'll go, like, okay, well, he's wearing like a suit. He's got a tie and everything. Is it like maybe a vest?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what is with that hair? Whatever. You know, go on to do something else, go on the air, do a break, whatever. And here's another picture of Chuck. He said, okay, it's definitely a cigar.
Yeah.
And okay, all right, so a cigar and a suit and this freaking red hair. All right, whatever, move on. And then I get around to, I start noticing a particular trend, and now not just recognizing the attire that you're wearing, but also from knowing you and knowing in the past that you have dressed up as J. Jonah Jameson.
That's true.
And every time when you do that at like a con or whatever, every person who is dressed like Spider-Man, you must take a selfie with.
I have to.
And put some sort of angry, you always look so upset.
Yep.
And there's always an angry headline as a caption, which is so delightful. And I'm like, okay, so he's J. Jonah Jameson, but what the hell is with the hair? And I don't know if it was an earlier post that I came upon later, or I think I opened up Instagram when I came back like later. We're talking hours later, I open up Instagram and I see possibly your first picture of the day, you and someone dressed as Bane.
Yep.
And it actually said what your cosplay was, and it was hilarious and brilliant, and I loved it, and I'm not going to steal your thunder. You tell us, what was your cosplay? What was the red hair about?
Okay, so 2 years ago,
you were just going to say the name.
No. I'll give the bill up, too. 2 years ago, it's almost like a tease. Like, you gave the tease, and now I'm making them sit through it just a little bit more. So 2 years ago, I went to Free Comic Book Day as J. Jonah Jameson, yelled at everybody that was in Spider-Man costume, and had such a good time that 3 weeks later, I went to Motor City Comic Con and did it again, because I knew there would be significantly more people dressed as Spider-Man, and had a blast. So I wanted to do it again, and actually the owner of the store was like, can you please come back as J. Jonah Jameson, because it was hilarious. Like, well, I got my hair cut a couple of weeks ago, but I got it dyed blonde. Jonah's, you know, more black and salt and pepper.
Yeah.
So I don't have the hair for it, but I could be MJ Jonah Jameson. He's like, well, what do you mean MJ? Well, you know, Mary Jane in the comic books is typically referred to as MJ. So there's a J in her name as well as a J in Jonah's name.
Yeah.
So I'll be MJ Jonah. And constantly everybody that would ask me, I would be like, oh, it's MJ Jonah Jameson. It's like Mary Jane and Jonah Jameson. And then I would give them pause and they would sink in. They'd be like, oh, and I'd be like, face it, Parker. You just hit the jackpot. And everybody would laugh. And it was a good time.
I thought it was hilarious. I loved it. And the fact that I was so befuddled.
Yeah.
All day. Because it was very unique. It was very different. And without the, when you get the explanation, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's all there.
Right.
And for whatever reason, it wasn't clicking and I had to actually see the caption.
I started hashtagging it, MJ Jonah Jameson, yeah. because after the first one, I was like, no one's going to get this. I need to make sure, because I had at least a couple of people when I was at the store be like, are you a character from the Black Butler anime? And I'm like, no, I didn't realize there was somebody wearing a suit with long red hair, but I'll have to check that out now.
It was good. Kudos, though.
I appreciate that you enjoyed my unique brand of comedy.
I did like it.
So, yeah, I was out in Roseville at Liberty Comics. We hung out all day, had a great time. There was you know, pizza and snacks and the Detroit Ghostbuster Coalition, the group of people that dress up in the Ghostbuster costumes and stuff. They were out there. This year they had a woman dressed as Janine from the second movie, which was amazing. She had like the fur coat and the bright red hair and the big old glasses
and
stuff.
Which I still haven't seen.
Oh, it was great. It was great. She was very obviously, you could identify her as Janine. It wasn't as weird as my particular brand of cosplay. and the thing that I loved the most about having them out this year is I saw at least two small, like toddler-sized little girls with Ghostbuster costumes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they were adorable. They were both dressed with like the new Ghostbuster costumes with the yellow or the orange stripe. So they were very obviously supposed to be the ones from the new movie, and it was great. It was fantastic. We had, like you said, there was a Bane and a Batman run around. There was a Catwoman. We had a dude came in as like Miles Morales, Ultimate Spider-Man.
Okay.
Amazing, amazing suit, the way he had it put together, like the eyepieces, and it was kind of reflective. So when the light hit the red on the suit, because it's red and black, it was really cool looking. And there was also Back to the Future DeLorean that I missed the opportunity to get a picture in.
Oh, really?
Yes, because like by the time I was like, okay, I got a couple minutes, I'm going to go outside and get a bat. Oh, it was gone. They were gone.
Oh, that's too bad.
It was a little sad. I was a little sad. However, I guess
the last time I saw DeLorean, I was broadcasting live from the Gratiot Cruise.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm sitting there, I'm on the air, and I'm in the middle of talking on the air.
Right.
And Ronnie, who no longer works with us, but he was on the promotions team.
Yeah.
Is like flailing his arms and like pointing at the road. And like I see it out of the corner of my eye. I'm typically somebody who, when I'm on the air, I do like things happening around me, you know?
Yeah.
But I see him moving and I have nothing to whatever. So I go on with what I'm reading or whatever, my copy. And he's still flailing his arms. Now I'm actually getting kind of upset because
right. You're trying to do your job.
I'm trying to do my job, and like they do know me. They know I like things going on. So it's like, yeah, okay. If there's a thing, try and get my attention. That's fine. But when I don't respond to it, give it up because I am trying to work. You know what I mean? So the fact that he kept going, I ended up getting upset, and now I'm like going to belittle him live on the air because now he's earned it, right? So I like drop my paper. I'm like, okay, Ronnie, what the? Oh my God, it's a DeLorean right in front of my face. And I have this revelation live on the air. And I'm sitting there like, okay, I get it. And thank you. But he's like, no, right now. I don't care what you're doing.
Yeah, because it's the Gratiot Cruise. Like they're going by at a slow pace, but he didn't want you to miss it.
Yeah.
He wanted you to see. You wanted to see the Back to the Future car. Makes me want to, now that I've, you know, wore the long red wig, I need to get a Doc Brown wig in a suit so I can run around going, Marty!
Yeah.
You gotta come back with me. It's your kids, Marty!
And you could have the little face peel to make you look slightly younger.
yes.
Wonderful special
effects. The two transparent ties from Back to the Future 2.
Oh, yeah! Ah, delightful.
Too bad that didn't catch on.
Right.
As we were told it would.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Robert Zemeckis.
Christopher Lloyd, a man who aged really poorly the first half of his life, has only aged like 5 years since.
Yeah. No, he pretty much looks like Doc Brown for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Which is not a bad look.
No.
In my opinion. Yeah. If you gave me the choice,
It was a terrible look at whatever age he was in 1985.
right.
But the fact that he looks relatively the same 30 years later, it's not doing too bad.
All right. Well, I brought a smattering this week of my free comic book day booty, one of which I know you definitely wanted to read, and that's this Star Trek book we talked about last week. There's also a Doctor Who book that's I haven't looked through yet, but it says, Four Doctors, One Astounding New Story.
Good God, Captain Picard is swollen on this cover.
He's so ripped. He's so, and, like,
Deanna, you even lift, bro?
Deanna Troi was never that slutty.
I mean,
okay,
maybe not dressed as slutty, but she, I mean, she was pretty slutty.
Yeah. All right. Not gonna judge. If Counselor Troi just, you know,
she was a strong, independent woman.
She was. She didn't need no man or ghost. Or alien that impregnates her in an hour, you know, she has
the
baby.
She is the one. Now, it's so funny to me looking back on Next Generation, and I've thought about this before, that, God, you know, like, we're, you know, original series, obviously, Captain Kirk was the man whore.
Yes.
And he, you know, got all those, you know, the strange blue tail. And then, so, Picard takes this different role as the captain. It's almost a little, it's a little more realistic. The fact that he doesn't go on away missions anymore, yada yada. So it almost kind of is natural that they kind of make Riker now. He's,
yeah,
the one
that was the whole, that was right. The whole point is Riker was the younger one.
Yeah,
so.
and he does get some action. But if you really think about it, I think if we actually went through all seven seasons and did a tally,
right.
I really think Deanna got more action than anyone else on that ship.
Maybe
either her or her mom.
Yeah.
Loxana.
Yeah, Loxana gets around. And not in a bad way. She no. just, that's, she likes it, man. That's how she, that's how
Majel
she does
Barrett.
It.
Man, Nurse Chapel, the yeah. computer voice.
What was, the other doctor, Crusher, Dr.
Yeah,
Crusher?
Dr. Crusher.
She gets a few romances.
Yeah, she does. Oh, she's got the ghost.
She does
she's
have got ghosts. The
ghost. Yeah.
She goes back to, Planet Ireland or whatever.
Yeah, Planet Scotland.
Or yeah, Planet yeah, Scotland.
God, I love Star Trek.
But yeah, so I brought you that Star Trek book. There was an image book that was a take on I Hate Fairyland, just called I Hate Image.
Okay.
The character from the I Hate Fairyland books goes through a bunch of different image books and blows up, like, there's Spawn in here. There's The Walking Dead. She ends up in that universe. It's crazy. It's fun. It's neat. Scotty Young. Scotty Young does crazy art anyways. Did pick up the Marvel Secret Empire book.
Okay.
Which is an event that, much like last year they did with Civil War 2, it was an event that took place between, like, issues 1 and 2. This event takes place between, currently in print, issue 0 and issue 1.
Okay.
Because issue 1 came out last week and kind of jumps a little bit to when Steve Rogers and Hydra has already won.
So if you didn't make it out this weekend, you're fine.
Yeah.
But it does add to the story.
Exactly. Exactly. It's the same thing, like I said, last year with Civil War 2. It was the event that when She-Hulk got put in a coma and War Machine, James Rhodes, got killed by Thanos.
Yeah, yeah.
That event literally happened in the Free Comic Book Day thing. But if you didn't read it, you came back and they, like, you know, everyone was devastated because this thing had happened. So that's what Marvel did. Two things, like this, the Secret Empire book also features Peter Parker, the Spectacular Spider-Man, which is a new Spider-Man title that's coming up.
Okay.
It's written by Chip Zdarsky, who is the artist of Sex Criminals, but also the writer of Howard the Duck. He's done a couple other things for Marvel. That's he's got a very funny sense of humor.
Oh, cool.
So him doing Spider-Man fits right in, which will be very cool. And then the other book was the all new Guardians of the Galaxy. They gave you a kind of a preview of the number one issue, which also came out this week because, of course, the movie
hit
this weekend. But this book also has a preview of the Defenders that Brian Michael Bendis is doing, which will put together the characters from the Netflix show, Jessica Jones, Daredevil, Power Man, and Iron Fist, all as one unit.
Speaking of which, considering the weekend you had, I can't imagine you made it to Guardians yet.
I did.
You did?
I did.
I didn't.
Yeah. No, actually, me and Amy went and saw it,
cool.
We will talk about it later on in the show, actually.
Oh, good.
So that's a little teaser for you there.
Nice. Some
good stuff.
Nice.
And the other book I brought was this Bad Machinery by Oni Press, which I had to grab because the person who writes and draws it, John Allison, also writes the book from Boom Studios that I love, Giant Days, which I think we've talked about once or twice in the
show.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
It's The Giant Days is a book about three girls going off to college over in Great Britain. And it's very sitcom-y. It's very funny. One of them is like a goth girl that's not really bright. And the other one is a really book smart girl that's very naive in the ways of the world. Like, just going off to college for the first time to experience all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then their roommate is this like super hyper intelligent, but socially inept girl. And they get in all sorts of trouble. Like I said, it's very sitcom-y.
Right, yeah.
It's very fun. But yeah, he did a book called...
Hijinks!
Yeah, he did a book called Bad Machinery that I don't even know what it's about. I saw the art and I'm like, is that John Allison? It is John Allison. I need to read that.
All right.
Those were my picks from Free Comic Book Day. And I hope that, you know, I know you were here. You were at the station, so yes. You didn't get to go to Free Comic Day. So I wanted to bring you that Star Trek
book. Thank you.
Absolutely.
You know I have a Star Trek problem.
But I hope everybody else had a great Free Comic Book Day. And, of course, you can hit us up on our social media at Rift2Nerds. Let us see your pictures, even if they weren't pictures of Spider-Man.
There could only be one source of photos of MJ Jonah Jameson.
That's true. Very true. I look forward to, I hope it catches on. I hope it turns into a thing. Like, there's the guy that goes to San Diego Comic Con as Sailor Moon, and he's got a big old beard. He's like bearded Sailor Moon.
Yeah. I had this moment with Steve Black.
Yeah.
It was during our shift change that I finally saw what your cosplay was.
Okay.
So I was very excited, and I was like, oh, I know Steve really likes Spider-Man. He'll appreciate this. I'm like, hey, have you seen pictures of Chuck Bean's cosplay? And he almost sounded a little bit annoyed. He was like, I don't even know what a cosplay is. So I had to explain that. And then I told him, described it, and then told him what it was. And he kind of looked at me for a minute. I was like, MJ. He's like, as in Mary Jane?
Yeah.
Like J. Jonas. Combined it. He was like, and then it took him a minute when he got it, though. He's like, oh, that's clever. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So I'm going to count it as a success. It confuses people at first, but then they think it's funny. So I'm going to count that as a success.
Right.
All right, sir. Well, as it stands, a little peek behind the curtain, as it stands, you are going home to get some sleep.
Yes.
And I'm going on the air in the other room to do an overnight. So thanks for...
And get some sleep.
Yes. Thanks for thanks for hanging out with me here, Al.
Of course.
And we'll be back with more Nerd Radio right after this.
Don't imply that I sleep while I'm on the job.
This is Nerd Radio on Rift 2.
He's like a person and a horse.
Welcome back. It is Nerd Radio on Rift 2. You're listening, of course, on Wednesday nights on your HD radio at 101.1 FM, HD Radio 2. Or you listen to the podcast whenever you darn well please. As I said last week with Al, we're coming to you live. Because I like to shout live now. Amy, my good friend Amy.
Alive.
I haven't had you on the show in forever.
No, it's been a while.
It's been, we talked some Suicide Squad last year.
Yes.
And decided we were both here.
Yes.
Because we just got back from the preview showing of Guardians of the Galaxy. So it's currently like Tuesday night for us, but you were hearing this a week later. We wanted to at least give you guys the weekend and the week to go and see it before we accidentally might spoil something.
Yeah, speak for yourself. I'm very well kept.
I'm talking to our listeners. Like, I don't want them to be, but we're here, and we just got back from the movie, and I don't know about you, but I enjoyed the heck out of it.
It was really good.
It was a fun time.
It was a fun time. I will say I feel like I still like the first one better.
Yeah,
but
can you come up with like a reason? You feel that way?
I think it's the forging of the relationships in the first one.
Okay.
Like you have to see them come together. So,
true. Yeah. Now so they're
now
all
they're together.
Yeah, and you have to see them learn to live with each other.
Exactly.
Which is kind of neat.
And forge the new relationship. So yeah. This one was a lot more emotional in some aspects because
I would
of
agree.
The whole background.
I would agree. You get to Kurt Russell's character, his interactions with Chris Pratt, have a lot to do with it, and Michael Rooker. Michael
yes.
Rooker kind of brought a tear to our eye.
Well, even with Kurt Russell, though, they do show in the preview, I'm your dad, Peter.
Yeah.
So it's going to background the feelings that Peter goes through.
Right.
Dealing with, oh my God, this is my dad. And
right.
Here's the backstory. So you're going to have a lot of ground laying for
yeah.
that.
They definitely, they knew the characters they wanted to, I don't want to say needed to, but wanted to flesh out after the first movie a lot, because Groot, Rocket, and Drax all get a lot of screen time this time around.
Definitely.
You definitely get, you know, Dave Bautista gets a lot more lines as Drax to kind of give you. And he's still kind of a one-note joke, but you get the impression without him having any super deep character development that there is an arc going on.
Definitely. I could see that Drax
is learning things like lying and sarcasm and stuff. And same with Rocket. Rocket consistently winking the wrong eye when he's being sarcastic.
Which is pretty great. But I did like the way that Drax was being put on as a bigger character and everything, and him talking to, what was her
Mantis.
Name?
Mantis.
Mantis.
Yep.
Just the interaction between those two. You got to see a for lack of a better explanation, a human side to him.
Yeah, and you get to see another character that's very socially...
awkward?
Yes, thank you. Socially awkward. You know, you get to see the two of them come together, and not in a romantic way, yeah. as Drax makes very clear. during the movie, that he is not interested whatsoever. But you get to see both of them awkwardly kind of hold each other up and be like, yes, we are both awkward, and it's hard being that person in the room. So it's nice to find another one.
I think there was a lack of Groot. I thought that Groot was going to take over this entire movie. And there was a lack of Groot there.
Right, but at the same time, there's also, because you had the tiny baby Groot,
mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they understood that if we put baby Groot in everything, people are going to get sick of it.
That's true.
People, as cute as he is, we can't overstep him.
Yeah, definitely.
And I mean, granted, he was linchpin to the climax, the third act of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, there's that, which is kind of cool. And
God, he's so doggone cute, though.
Yeah, like even the one Ravager is like, can I step on him?
No, he's too cute to kill.
He's too cute to kill. Take him down to the tailor. We'll make him our mascot.
You'll see a good interaction, as we were saying, not to spoil things, but you'll see a good interaction and character bonding between Yondu and Rocket.
Yeah, that was probably one of my favorite parts, is to see, because you see character interaction between the two of them, and you get to see Nebula and Gamora kind of put their issues to rest in this movie. And both of those scenes are very cool to see these new characters. Not so much, you know, new characters, but these characters join the group in it as, you know, new members kind of thing, which was very cool. And there's, you know, there's some of the sadness too, which there's every time you'd see, like, it's stupid too, because they're both CGI, but if Rocket and Groot, every time you see a tear roll down Rocket or Groot's eyes, I'm like,
well, definitely Rocket this time around. Like,
oof, yeah.
That, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Don't think that because we're talking about Rocket having an emotional arc that he's not still a little jerk.
Oh, he's a complete and total
he is the worst. Absolutely.
Well, I think he asked, did Yondu ask him at one point, like, what are you, a professional a-hole or something?
He was just like, yeah, I'm kind of a pro, which was fantastic. But you gotta love that that, you know, Rocket takes just taking any old junk and makes a gun out of it or a bomb out of it, which
quote
is
unquote trash fantastic. Panda.
that was pretty great when he got called a trash panda.
Is the trash panda better? It's worse.
It's worse. Yes. Yeah.
This will all make sense to you later.
It will. Once you've seen the movie, you'll get that joke. And that's the thing too. I come from more of a comics background than you do. Yeah. There is plenty of stuff in there that is very inside joke comic book stuff. The fact that I think it's not a huge spoiler that Kurt Russell is playing Ego the Living Planet. And you will see what that means in the context of the movie. Like when there was the shot when Yondu and them got to the planet and you could see the planet. I'm like, that's Ego that I've come to know and love from the Marvel comics. That's the thing. So like that was, like I said, as a comic reader, that was really cool to see Yondu get the full mohawk.
Yep, yep.
Is also a big comic book thing.
I figured
was really
that had
cool.
to be like his original character drawing or something. Yeah, had to have that.
It had the
fin.
Giant fin. And it was ridiculous, but it was cool to see in them, you know, nod to it in the movie. And there's plenty of that going on in this movie as well. I don't know what else to say about it. I mean, the soundtrack is just as in your face and over the top with 70s pop music.
Fleetwood Mac
as ever. Yeah, Fleetwood Mac is in there. They played Flashlight was fantastic. There was the David Hasselhoff song.
Yeah,
that is in there, and
it's more of a spoken word to music situation.
Sure.
But the Hoff is actually very important to the storyline.
Yes,
which you'll see. Absolutely. But it's very funny.
Much in the same way Kevin Bacon in Footloose was to the first movie.
Yes,
which is also kind of great. The special effects are great. In fact, I was just saying before we got the mics on, all the space battling is so good in like a Star Wars fan. We went and saw it in 3D. I think I'm a little nauseous.
Yeah,
I think there was a little too much space battling going on for me. I tended to, and the scene you've seen in the trailers where they fight the giant octopus thing, that happens right at the beginning, right at the front. And it's during the credits, and the camera focuses on Groot, but it's going on in the background. I didn't watch Groot whatsoever during that sequence.
See, I was watching Groot, but then I was looking back like, okay, so then they're having this battle.
Yeah,
and
no,
Drax
was,
pops in and he goes away.
Yeah, I was looking to see what was going on in the back, like seeing Rocket fly around and shoot the thing and seeing Gamora shooting the thing. And like
Rocket
I knew
looking at her, Groot looking at her though, and she's like, hi.
Yeah.
Because he's waving. He's very childlike.
He is. And it's a little strange. There's definitely going to be stuff, even though there's stuff from a comic book standpoint that you're like, that's really cool. There's also going to be stuff that's kind of weird. The fact that Groot is still little and is so childlike. In the original movie, the Groot that we've become accustomed to in the comics is the giant 7-foot Groot who is very innocent and childlike, but is also a giant, you know, kind of a monster. And
a little bit more intelligent.
Yeah. For sure. And having like a toddler Groot is fun, but there's no real explanation for it. It's just there because it's fun.
That's okay. We find out that he grows.
That's true.
He is growing.
Yes, there is a bunch
Don't tell them.
I was going to say there's a bunch of stuff at the end. You usually will stick around for one or two, maybe three things. There were, if I remember the count, 5 different things in the credits. So stick around until they pull the lights up. It's a Marvel movie for sure. But
and if you don't, I'm judging you. Know that.
No Infinity Stone.
No.
Throughout
nothing.
The entire movie. And no Thanos throughout the entire movie. They
just the comment of Nebula.
Yeah. Nebula's obviously got a very laser focus. That she wants to eliminate Thanos. But yeah, doesn't show up anywhere in this movie. And there's no... So if you're going for the larger story that's leading into Infinity War, you're going to be a little disappointed. But I would say this movie is not disappointing.
No.
Whatsoever. Was there anything, any in particular things that you were like, that you were either like, man, that's really great, or stuff that you were like, I don't get that. I don't know why that's there.
I mean, everything was pretty clear from somebody who doesn't read the comics. Everything was pretty set up very well. It's one of those things where we were talking about it before, the same thing with Doctor Strange. It's like, I need to watch it like 3 more times before it all will make sense.
I definitely feel like there's a bunch of stuff hiding in this movie that I didn't see the first time through, especially in 3D.
Yeah, that'll be one interesting part for sure. And like I was joking in the car, you have the connection of Michael Rooker, and it seems like every time Michael Rooker has an emotional moment, you can't handle it.
Yeah.
So if you are a fan of Walking Dead and you liked the emotional Merle, you're going to have semi feelings.
You're going to get the feels. Yondu's going to give you the feels.
Yondu's going to give you the feels
for sure, which you wouldn't expect with those teeth.
No, not at all. Even Rocket says like, "Ooh, you smiled," and it's those god awful teeth.
right.
But no. I would say all in all, like it met most of the expectations that I could have had.
Would you say where does it rank in the Marvel movies? Would you say where is it? Would it rank in your top 3? Maybe your top 5?
I don't think
it's definitely not the best thing Marvel's put out. In fact, like you were saying before, you're probably like the first one better.
Yeah, the first one's definitely better. I'll say it in ways that some may understand. You like the Avengers, but Age of Ultron, you could take or leave.
Yeah.
With this, I think it's better than Age of Ultron, but it's one of those things where I could watch it a couple more times and I'd have no problem, but it's not going to be like I'm sick at home and I'm eating soup and I must watch the Avengers because this is how I feel right now.
Okay.
So I don't have that same draw to it.
Okay. No, that's fair. That's fair. I'd say it ranks in my top 5 for sure. It was definitely. And
what would be your number 1 then?
That's rough. That's real rough. Cause like I love the original Guardians movie. Like Guardians and Avengers are definitely in my top 3.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've never actually put hard thought into it.
I would definitely. Yeah, I would say Avengers and Guardians would be in my top 5.
Yeah.
I personally know how you feel about Tony Stark. I love most of the Iron Man series.
Yeah.
Because I just really love Robert Downey Jr. being Robert Downey Jr. with toys.
Oh, yeah. But, no, it's super fun.
I think I did find a new appreciation. We did watch Age of Ultron like a week or two ago.
Yeah.
To dip back into it. And
right.
I found more of appreciation for it than I did the first time.
I'll tell you what, there's a lot of, that's when me and you were sitting there and we were watching Age of Ultron a couple weeks ago, there's, for every one thing Age of Ultron gets really right for me, there's like two things it gets wrong.
Yep.
And it breaks my heart. Because it's one of those things where like I see the movie it could have been, and it upsets me that it's not the movie I wanted it to be.
See, that you have that with comic books. I have that with Harry Potter. I understand.
That's true.
There are like 20 things that get left out, and you wait right. for it to pop up, and it does not.
So. All right. Well, we're going to have you back on the show much sooner this time than we did the last time, especially considering I am taking you to Motor City Comic Con in a couple of weeks. And this is your first Comic Con, is it not?
Yes.
So I cannot wait to get your reaction to Comic Con.
Are you going to even be able to deal with me since I'm going to be dressed like Arrow?
I don't know. Maybe I'll have to match you and dress like Hawkeye.
I've done it
before.
Let's do it.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show, Amy. That's our unabashed first viewing review of the new Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. So we'll be back with more Nerd Radio. So stick around.
I'm Tom Savage, listening to Nerd Radio on Rift 2.
Nerd! Welcome back. It is Nerd Radio right here on Rift 2, coming to you live. I know you guys expect me to go live! Because I do that now. But no, coming to you live on a Wednesday night on your HD Radio 101.1 FM, HD Radio 2, and streaming on our podcast page. And Chuck Bean sitting in the studio with a good buddy Kyle, returning to the Nerd Radio.
As always, it's fantastic to be here. I always love coming on the show.
As always, it's always fantastic to have you here. We discovered the last time we had you on the show that me and you have the Blizzard games.
The Blizzard kind of game in Overwatch common. And Heroes of the Storm, which
right.
are both fantastic games in their own right.
And both of them, as we're speaking, Overwatch just ended their event that we talked about the last time you were here, their Uprising event.
Yeah, their Uprising event, which was sweet. Thank you, Blizzard, for making that such an awesome... Although, you know what's funny is I was extremely excited about it, and I only played probably a couple hours worth of it.
Okay.
And didn't get any of the skins or anything like...
Nothing?
You know, it's funny because, like, as much as I love Overwatch... It's just like, you know, I'm the only guy that will play it consistently. And like with me wanting to stream all the time.
Right.
Trying to stream Overwatch when no one cares about who you are. Like air quotations here.
Yeah.
They will go somewhere and watch someone from like the Detroit Renegades out in Rochester, like Mangachu, people who are actually esports players. They want to,
sure.
Unless they're like a gaming personality on a stream as well.
So. You know, but streaming is a lot like podcasting, man. You got to start somewhere. And once you start, you just be consistent.
And luckily for me, I've kind of found my niche a little bit with games that are not on Blizzard's repertoire.
Yeah, yeah. So, there was that Windows-only game that you were telling us about last time you were here.
Gigantic, and then, of course, Hi-Rez Studios Paladins, which is a lot of fun, but really awesome.
I've heard some stuff about Paladins.
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised you didn't get to, like, I didn't get the, like, the big skins that everyone was looking for. Like, I really would have liked the Widowmaker skin, even though I don't play her very often. But I didn't get her.
Yeah, but that's showing her like in her early days as a talent agent.
But I got I got Bastion's skin where he's just purple.
Yeah.
So, but you know, I got something. Every it seems like every event I'll get at least one, you know, kind of rare skin. I was really happy back at Christmas time. I got Zenyatta's Nutcracker.
Oh yeah.
Cuz
I was not
him.
A big fan of the way that skin looked, and I know they're supposed to kind of look goofy or whatever, but you know, I definitely think Year of the Rooster skin was sweet.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I think in all, some of the Year of the Rooster skins were sweet.
Oh, absolutely.
And of course, a lot of the skins, the Genji skin was sweet, the prototype Genji look, and of course, obviously, I think I do have to agree with you that probably the most sought-after skin that was kind of rarer than most was definitely the first Talon skin for Widowmaker, which...
Yeah, yeah.
Widowmaker's awesome.
Well, for those of you who are like, what are they talking about? Overwatch is a first-person shooter game. You can play it on the PlayStation or the Xbox, or you can play it on the PC. I know you play on what, the PlayStation?
I play on Xbox One.
Oh, okay. That's right. I'm sorry. The Xbox, and I play it on the PC. However, it's totally multiplayer. It's, you know, online. You play with hundreds and thousands of people online, and it's just a series of games where you, like, there's capture points, or there's a capture the flag mode. There, a lot of the modes revolve around getting a cart, a vehicle. You have to stand next to it in order to move it, and you get it from point A to point B while the other team tries to stop you from doing it in an allotted amount of time. And the most recent thing that we're talking about, Uprising, introduced, I want to say a new mode, but they've done this before, where it's a little bit more like Left 4 Dead, where it's a group of players against the environment.
It was kind of in the vein of what do they call it? Dr. Junkenstein's Revenge, I think it was called.
Yeah, that was
and
it.
And basically it pitted you as select characters from the Overwatch gang, and you were trying to fight against
armies of robots.
A Frankenstein-like Roadhog and a Dr. Frankenstein-looking Junkrat.
Oh, that was the original Halloween.
That was the Halloween event last year, which was really cool, and it went over really well. And of course, you know, when you have a game that is as big as Overwatch is now, and probably one of the few games in gaming history that has just completely taken the world by storm, literally. As you guys are listening, Overwatch, you're breaking news here. Maybe not breaking, but Overwatch is already a billion-dollar game before its one-year anniversary. Like, think about that for a minute. This game is insane. It not only brings in a lot of money, but it brings a lot of people together.
Well, and I think that that's exemplary, too, of where gaming is right now, because we do have a lot of games. Obviously, Blizzard has World of Warcraft, and you know, there's a lot of games like Call of Duty and stuff like that, that it's expected that it's going to be a big deal like that. But where we are now with gaming, it tends to explode that fast.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, when you have a, like I said, when you have a game this big, you always have to give your fans something new. And this Uprising event was really, really cool. I thought that it was kind of cool. It takes you back a little bit to when everybody was first in Overwatch.
I wasn't around for the Halloween event, so this was actually my first version of, you know, the players versus the environment. I like that there was the main game where you played a specific four characters, and then there was also a mode where you could choose any four characters to see what kind of combinations you could get that they didn't, you know, plan on having in there.
I always played Orisa. I'm sorry.
Oh, geez. Well, no, she's not a bad character for this particular thing.
She really isn't.
But I think you may have, and maybe experience is different on the Xbox, but you may have done yourself a favor by only playing it for a couple of hours. Because let me tell you, the last day of the event, I still needed about 3 victories to get my last loot box. And it took me a little over 2 hours just to get 3 victories, because I kept getting teams of people. Like, when the event started, everyone was learning the event, so everyone was playing their characters the way you should. You know, everyone was learning where you're, like, if you're playing Thornburen, you're learning where to put the turret. And if you're playing Mercy, then you're learning to buff Tracer whenever, what's his face, doesn't have his, you know, has his full health and everything. If you're playing, what's that big guy with the shield? I can't think of
Reinhardt.
Reinhardt, yeah. If you're playing Reinhardt, you know you have to put your shield up to protect your other teammates, stuff like that. By the last day, people were just trying to figure out if they could get through the game by playing wrong. Like, I played with a Thornburen that refused to put his turret up the whole game. I played with the one that really got me is I played with a Reinhardt that wouldn't shield us, was just swinging his hammer at everything that moved. It wouldn't shield us. I'm like, you know, Tracer's going to drop real fast. I was playing Mercy. Tracer's going to drop real fast. I can't keep everyone healed if you don't put your shield up. And he was like, too busy killing, bro. You should try it.
Oh my God.
I'll just stop healing
see,
you.
That's the one thing that busts my nuts about, like, competitive game. Not even this mode isn't not necessarily competitive, but when you're thinking about it in the long run, when you sit down and you want to play a game, whether it be, you know, Overwatch, League of Legends, you know, Uncharted, whatever.
Right.
Whatever game suits your fancy at that point, especially if they're games like Overwatch or Heroes of the Storm or League of Legends. You sit down, you're like, I've worked all day. I want to play some games. And then all of a sudden, trolls come out of nowhere. Yeah, like, you wanted to have fun?
You get some troll
where,
like,
you can't.
Their version of having fun is making sure that you're not having a good time.
He's pretty much giving you the middle finger and be like,
and that sucks.
It's nice, isn't it?
That sucks. Well, let's talk about Heroes of the Storm, because that is really why we're sitting here today, because Heroes of the Storm basically somewhat revamping most of the game. The gameplay not changed very much whatsoever. But the way you unlock characters, or now they've added skins and voice clips and stuff, much like Overwatch, they're definitely taking a page out of Overwatch's book and giving us loot boxes.
I think that this is, I did see some stuff. I haven't played Heroes of the Storm in probably about, I want to say, it seems like probably 2, 3, 4 weeks. Because I've just been, you know, I'm so into Gigantic, and I've been working, and I've been like wanting to ride my bike, of course. Maybe something we can touch up on a little bit later.
Okay.
You know, Wizards of the Coast dropped their latest set of Magic.
Yeah, me and Jefferson talked about it last week.
Okay.
Yep.
And cool stuff. I had a really cool pre-release, and I have
awesome.
Had,
you have to tell me about it.
And then you know, so I've just been busy nerding out all over this stuff, but definitely got to download the Heroes of the Storm update. But I like the idea that you just level up and then you get a loot box, or you level up your character and you get a loot box, and then you'll never know what you get, because that means that while you're not, like, you're progressing, but you never know what you're going to get. You could get the coolest skin that only, like, 5 people in the game probably ever have.
Right.
And that's sweet.
Yeah, it's an added, and they haven't really taken anything away, as far as, you know, before you would log in and every day you'd have 3 quests that you can do, like play a support hero 3 times or win 8 games or something like that. And those are still there, and you get a amount of gold, they say, that you can spend on either getting loot boxes or on characters. So you still have that grinding to get to characters that you want to get, or skins or whatever like that. But now on top of that, like you say, when you finish a quest, you'll get a loot box instead of some gold sometimes, or you'll get you know, a loot box for leveling up, which is kind of cool. The thing as a Heroes of the Storm player that I found really fascinating is, in order to celebrate this 2.0, they're calling it, release, if you currently play Heroes of the Storm, when you go to log in, you will get a whole bunch of a new type of currency, and you can use that currency to purchase packs that have 20 characters in them, and they're based on characters that are tanks, characters that are support, characters that are like DPS, like assassins and stuff like that. So you can kind of figure out what your play style is that you like, and then have a whole bunch of characters right off the bat.
Oh, that's so cool. You can choose from. For me, that's awesome, because, like, I have been playing. So I played the game only for a couple hours, like when I first downloaded the game on my laptop, and it just wasn't working. But it played as the she's a night elf or something with a bow.
Okay, yeah,
Lenara,
from World of Warcraft,
I think.
Yep.
Yeah, and she was sweet. And then I'm like, okay, well, you know, now I have all these free characters that rotate. And
every week
cool.
they rotate free characters,
and
just
then,
like League of Legends.
I remember, like, oh, silly me, when you pre-ordered and got the big giant Overwatch Origins Edition, you got the statue and you got the CD, music CD, everything. I got a free Tracer unlock, which is awesome. And I know they just came out with Genji, which is sweet.
Yeah, I bought him on the spot.
Yeah. I need to get Lucio and Zarya.
It's kind of ridiculous in my Heroes of the Storm. So the Heroes of the Storm game, once again, for those that are unfamiliar, is more of a game like League of Legends, which if you don't know what Heroes of the Storm is, you probably don't know what League of Legends is either. But it's Blizzard's game that takes characters from all their different properties. Diablo 3, World of Warcraft, StarCraft, and now Overwatch, and puts them all in an arena together. And you got teams of 5 that fight each other for, you know, control
objectives
of a map.
And,
objectives and stuff like that. And I enjoy it a lot more than League of Legends, because League of Legends has like 2 maps and that's it. Whereas Overwatch, or not Overwatch,
like each map
Heroes
is different,
of the Storm
which I
cycles
you know
through
what?
Like 6 or 9 maps.
We were talking about this a couple weeks ago or something like that. And
right.
I absolutely believe that's like, you know, like, so I've just started recently playing League of Legends in January, and just started recently playing Heroes of the Storm because I got a Really awesome new gaming PC that I'm going to use it for all intents and purposes. But like, I enjoy League of Legends for the characters.
Sure.
But I like Heroes of the Storm, not only for the characters, but every map is different. Like, you never know where you're going to be. And it's awesome. So
yeah, that is true. So yeah, it's really cool the way, you know, both of us enjoy Heroes of the Storm. Like I said, I feel it's a little more varied game than League of Legends, which is and I also appreciate that games take significantly shorter amounts of time.
Yeah, oh yeah.
To play.
Yeah, playing lots of League of Legends, it's just like, oh boy, you know, I have to work in 2 hours. I hope my game is done in an hour.
And right, and that's what I run into
you
as well.
Get super lucky, and you soul crush the other team, or you're like, well, this is going to be an epic battle to the death.
Yeah, and it, you know, it really, really stings to play a game for you play any game for like 45 minutes or something and still lose.
Yeah,
like, ooh, that's
you're
rough.
Like, you put in all that effort, and then you're done.
I even feel bad playing Overwatch and playing, you know, like almost a 15-minute match or a 10-minute match, and then like the other team loses. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. That was to like snatch victory from the jaws of defeat. Is just like, oh, I'd be so pissed if I were you guys.
Was that supposed to be your victory? Too bad.
But I wanted to mention the other thing that's going on right now in the next couple of weeks. We're already in week three as it stands. Last week was the big week. Week two is that back around Christmas, they toyed with this thing with Heroes of the Storm where they did some cross promotions with the games. Like you could unlock a special skin for Genji, or you could unlock a pet for World of Warcraft, or a thing for Diablo 3. They're doing it again, and the big thing was last week's, if you do a specific quest within a week's time, you unlock different stuff, and last week you could unlock a skin for D.Va, which was like a cop uniform.
Oh, really?
And put like sirens up on her her thing for Overwatch.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, which is pretty fantastic, so you definitely need to log in and check it out.
I'll definitely have to.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. It's the Heroes of the Storm. Of course, you guys out there, if you're playing Heroes of the Storm, hit us up on our Facebook or our Twitter at Rift2Nerds and let me know, because I'm always looking for more people to play Heroes of the Storm. That's one of the things that most of these quests for this thing, you have to be playing with your friends. Whether it's quick play or playing against the AI or whatever, you got to log in with at least one other person to pull it off.
I'm in a difficult situation here. I mean, after all, you're nerds.
Have a great weekend.
See you later, nerds.
Hey, we're out.
Okay, so the heroes and the storm. The storm and heroes. Heroes stuck in a storm. They can't drive
Sounds
home.
Miserable. They can't drive home.
They can't get anywhere. They're just watching the rain hit the windows, and damn it, we just want to go home.
You've been listening to the Nerd Radio on Rift 2 podcast. Each week, the podcast can be found on our website, wrif.com, and on iTunes at Nerd Radio on Rift 2. The show airs live Wednesday nights on your HD radio at 101.1 FM HD Radio 2 and features live music not heard during the podcast. Contact us at Rift2Nerds on Facebook and Twitter and email the show at Rift2Nerds@gmail.com. And thank you for listening to the Nerd Radio on Rift 2 podcast.